to support her economy. Growth at home. That's right. It's a Thursday, another opportunity where we get to speak to a Namibian entrepreneur. This time, I'm very excited about it. Colin Bester, who is the founder of Kuruki Paperless Ticket Solutions. Colin, good afternoon. Welcome to Future Media, to Radio Wave.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for being here.
Colin, I have to tell you, you know how excited I was when I got to the Hage Geingob Stadium, and it was the Hage Geingob Cup a few weekends ago, and I saw that the solution that was being used for the paperless solution was Kuruki, and the guys were like, it's Namibian. I said, it's Namibian. So I got completely excited. So we're going to ask you, what was the idea that brought about Kuruki?
Firstly, we were looking for a company that can offer one of my other companies a solution on paperless, cashless solutions for events. And we did find some companies out there that's available in Namibia, but they couldn't offer the holistic offer that we needed on certain stuff from the back end that you need to have for a cashless solution. And so we decided to build our own.
Wow. And that really got me excited because I was like, wow, here it is. It's Namibian. And I got very excited about Kuruki. And we've heard of, you know, South African competitors in the market, Howler. Mm-hmm. So is Kuruki the first of its kind in Namibia?
Well, first of its kind, Namibian. Mm. Yes, there's no other Namibian, wholly Namibian solutions. But it's also its first in kind of like the offering that we offer. So there's hook-ons to the platform and to what we offer that's first of its kind. And as far as I can see, it's actually quite such a complete solution now that we can offer that outside of the country also.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, because it worked really well at the Hage Geingob Cup, very seamless. You went there, and then once you got inside the stadium, it was all very paperless, you got your token. So how does Kuruki work, and what are the services? What's the solution that Kuruki provides?
So firstly, it's a online ticketing, e-ticketing offer. So you can go onto Kuruki's website, and then you can buy a ticket with the guys that's affiliated with us or that register their events with us. Mm-hmm. And then it obviously, if it's a cashless event, you then can purchase credits for that event, where you can then go to the event only using your cell phone, where you can use a QR code and you buy all your products cashless. So you don't need anything. The person that sells to you would scan your QR code and whatever you purchase in come off your credit.
That was really the most impressive things to me. And then it's like all available also on an app.
Yes, that's correct. So it's all coupled to an app. The app, you basically can recharge from the app. So if you run out of credits, you need to recharge. You have your credit
card. So there's no going back to some queue.
Nothing. Nothing.
Just via app.
You sit there or stand there where you dance or where you sit or whatever and you recharge. Yeah.
And you know that post-COVID, we're now all going to all sorts of events and things like that. And, you know, to be able to just do everything via an app, I'm not having to carry cash on me to first go and then get into a queue and then load. I mean, this is seamless.
Exactly. No wristbands, no nothing. It's just you and your phone. We opt for that because your telephone is probably the one thing that you don't leave somewhere.
No.
Yeah. You might forget it, but you don't leave it.
So, you come from a background of entrepreneurship, Colin, and launching a product like Kuruki, like first of its kind, Namibian, there must have been some challenges to get this off the ground, up and running.
Yeah, a lot of challenges. But in the end, it's all of entrepreneurship is about having vision, having the dream, and then just don't lose focus. Don't take your eye off the winning, of getting through the goalpost, you know. So, my partner Erik Voges, and he's got a master's in business in computer science, and he had to work through the nights because I'm the gift of the gag. I sell. I get it out there. I do the marketing. Right. And he sat and he did this. And also born in Namibia. He studied at UCT in South Africa and came back. And now we, you know, all that's going back into our market. So a lot of challenges, a lot of testing, a lot of will the networks handle all the data that we need to push through? Mm. Will our consumers have, our customers have the correct phones? Because you can't use non-smartphones for that matter. You need a camera on it, obviously, to read the QR codes. Will our staff be able to handle it from the bar service and the food services? How will the gates work? Will we force people to download the app or not? So a lot of questions had to be asked and answered. But we came through the first few hurdles and we made it, so we're there.
You know, having experienced Kuruki at the Hage Kenkop Cup, I have to say that your team handled it seamlessly. You know, they talked about the app. If you didn't want to download it, there was the options of tokens as well. So, I mean, already,
yes,
you're well on your way.
Thank you.
So let's talk about in 5 years. What's the vision? Where do we want to see Kuruki in 5 years?
Obviously, be able to service the Namibian market to its fullest extent and get people to trust us that, you know, this is what where you want to go. We will talk about the product offering a little bit later, but then you will see that, you know, that it's not an easy, it's an easy sell. It's not difficult to understand why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in 5 years from now to have, a good amount of employees and be representative across the country and obviously try and export the product.
Sure. I was so shocked when we were just speaking off air that Kuruki is officially only 3 months old.
That's right.
No, and here I was, the way the operation was run there, I was like, oh my goodness, this must have been in the works for a while now.
Yes.
Okay. And your team currently, how many are you that are putting all the traction on Kuruki?
We are three.
Three. You know, that's incredibly impressive. 3 months old already. And clearly, there is a problem that needs solving, and this is paperless services. I have to ask you this question. Coming from an entrepreneurial background, I know that Namibia, we're getting into the space where we need entrepreneurship, right? It's the backbone of every economy. What advice would you give Namibian entrepreneurs? Maybe somebody's listening like, oh man, you know, I want to launch some sort of a product and I want to get something out there. What advice would you have for Namibian entrepreneurs?
So the basis for me for an entrepreneur is to be able to have the ability to see there's a need.
Mm.
So obviously there needs to be a need for something. And then you need to be able, secondary to that, be able to see a supply chain. You know, how will I get my product or do that need? And,
yeah,
and then quantify that. You know, what will I make money out of it, or I'm just chasing a squirrel? And then when you have those two components, just don't stop. Don't lose the dream, man. You know, keep your eyes on it and work very hard and push through. You will get people to invest in you. You will get people to see what you're doing. And just don't take your eye off the ball.
Oh, we love that. Really an entrepreneurial mindset. So where do we find all things Kuruki? I know my listeners are listening like, this sounds awesome, but paperless solution to events and all of these things. Where do we find the details? Where do we get in touch?
So Kuruki has, it's spelled like Kudu, K-U-D-U, and the word key, all one word. You will find the app on Play Store. You'll find it on the Apple App Store. And we also, and the Hawaii app developers, we also have that available. And then we have a website, kuruki.com. So it's very easy to find. We've got all the search words in there. And if you're planning an event, you want to talk to us, come talk to us. There's some really nice hookons that we can offer you. I quickly just want to mention a couple, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
But if you listed your event, obviously we sell your tickets. But then you can also pre-sell other products on the platform. Like, let's say you're going to do an event and you want people to buy an hamper, maybe, or a picnic box. You can also buy that straight off our platform. You can also buy your credits. If you're going to sell stuff at the event, then when we're at the event, you can sell your products. You're cashless, obviously, that's quite safe. You don't have to count money and work with all of that. People that do not have phones that can handle our platform, we sell them a manual little card.
Mm.
But they must look after that, because that thing is worth money now. And then I think the last thing I want to add for our event organizers is that our platform also counts your stock for you. So if you have certain selling points, you book your stock into those selling points, and as it sells, it subtracts the stock. So it's an intelligent stock system, and at the end of the night, you can actually count your stock. And that is very unique. You don't get that.
So very important as well.
Very important as well. So, and we have a whole range of analytica that we can offer you afterwards. So to say, you know, this bar performed so well, this food performed not so well. So whatever you sell, whatever on that, and we can load your prices, your menus, all of that is all customizable.
You know what I love about it the most? Head office is not in Johannesburg. Head office is right here in Windhoek. The website is kuriki.com. And already you can see there's an event scheduled there for next year. Jan Blom and Reino Velvet. And you can buy your ticket there. You can find out more information, what is happening, ticket prices as well. Very seamless website, by the way. I like
Thank
it.
You.
Non-complicated.
That's the idea.
Don't have to think about it too much. It's not technical for anybody who's like, but how technical is it? It's not technical at all. And there's your cart and everything. And you can see the event listed there taking place in 2023.
We will be loading the full rugby program for next year in next week. So whatever's happening at the Hakkie Gynekop Rugby Stadium, the complete grid will be on there from next week onwards.
Now that is exciting. Yeah. Colin Bester, thank you so much for speaking to us today on Growth at Home. We are very excited about Kuruki and congratulations. Only 3 months old, but I think that this is going to just completely take over the paperless ticket solutions. That's Kuruki. Thank you very much, Colin.
Thank you.
Brought to you by FNB. That was Growth at Home.
To love Namibia is to support her economy.